Every year here at Church of the Resurrection, we celebrate the Easter Vigil, which happens on Saturday night before Easter, so last night. This is the first celebration of Easter, beginning in the dark after sunset, as a way to welcome Easter. The service is full of pageantry and stories and drama. We remember of whom we belong and what we are made of. We begin by gathering on the labyrinth just outside to light the new Paschal candle over an open fire, and then we move slowly into the sanctuary. We hear ancient words sung celebrating the mystery of Easter. But I think one of my favorite moments is when we sing the Litany of Saints. So we circle the church by candlelight, hearing the names sung aloud, and then we end up all standing together in the entranceway in the narthex, the room right behind you. All in the dark, holding our candles. We wait till everyone has gathered into this room, and then we begin to hear the names of our loved ones who have died in the last year. The names of the people who have been read aloud on Sunday mornings during worship, during our prayers of the people. Those that we love but see no longer. And then in the silence and in the dark, we turn towards the doors of the sanctuary, those two wooden doors there in the back. And one of the priests pounds on the door three times. And the pounding feels defiant and it feels purposeful. The doors are then flung open and all the lights are turned on to reveal a transformed church full of flowers and light and Easter. This part of the vigil has always felt very dramatic and powerful and joyful to me. But this year, it was a little different. You see, this year, last night, those very last names read were church members who have died in the last couple of weeks. Those that we have lost during Lent, those that I have been carrying in my heart this week. And so this year in particular, there was something more to that singing of saints. And that is what I heard in the gospel this morning. For me, this Easter, it is the story of those women. In their society, women were quite invisible. They had a specific role to play, caring for the home and for bearing children. But that role tended to be in the background, in the shadows. And yet we know that these women were the ones that were with Jesus at the cross. We know these were the ones that sat under the cross those excruciating last hours of his life. We know that these were the women that followed him as he carried the heavy wooden cross from the center of Jerusalem out to the hill called Golgotha. We know that these are the women who had been with him throughout his ministry. They were the ones that had cared for others, made sure that there were meals for the disciples and that the sick and the grieving were taken care of. And over the past 2,000 years, biblical scholarship has shown that portions of the Bible have been dropped or edited or changed concerning the women's stories. That the roles of these women has been diminished. But even with all of that, we still have this most powerful Easter story, a testimony of the first witnesses of the resurrection. These women have shown up to do their part of caring for Jesus's body after his death. And I also imagine to grieve and perhaps feel a bit closer to him after all the shock that they have experienced over the past 4 to 5 days. I think it also gave them a few moments to be quiet, to be together, to be with those that had shared this traumatic experience. I'm sure it had created this unexpected bond. So I wonder what the women were expecting that morning when they showed up. For when they arrived, things were not as they had left them. The women were greeted with an earthquake, The stone in front of the tomb rolled to the side. But perhaps most disturbing was this creature, this angel, who sat on top of the rock. The soldiers had become like dead men, passed out. But the women kept their wits about them. And this angel had a message for them, one that completely changes their lives. Jesus is not in the tomb. He is not there. He has been raised from the dead. He is alive, and he is going ahead of them to Galilee. And the angel gives the women a task. Go and tell the other disciples, the ones that are in hiding, all that you have seen. So the women are tasked with explaining and convincing others of the impossible. They have no proof, only their own stories and narratives to share. But they must have been successful. They must have been convincing, because here we are, 2,000 years later, hearing their story. And as they turn to go, they encounter Jesus themselves. They get a moment with their teacher and leader, the one that they had watched die on Friday, and in this moment they are granted resurrection as well, from their grief and their disbelief. But resurrection is not the great eraser. It doesn't take away the pain and the grief that the women had experienced over the past days and months. They were holding that very human challenge that we often face, that challenge of holding two truths at once, holding the joy of the encounter with the risen Christ, the one they thought was dead, the one they thought had been defeated by the Roman Empire, the one they thought had been unsuccessful in all that he had predicted. But with this joyful surprise, they also felt in their hearts the pain of seeing him over the last days of his life. The excruciating pain of being beaten by the soldiers and then forced to carry the heavy wooden cross. The emotional pain from the insults hurled at him. The heartbreaking pain of being abandoned by his disciples those last hours of his life. And the desperate pain as he called out, my God, why have you forsaken me? No matter how much joy they felt in the encounter with the risen Jesus, it couldn't possibly erase everything else. And I think that is often our human challenge as well. How can we carry both truths as we make our way through life? How do we hold our pain and our heartbreak while also being able to see the joy and the beauty in the world? I believe that the joy of resurrection is often around us, but we can have difficulty recognizing it in our lives. We don't walk through our days expecting to see resurrection around every corner. I think it is often harder to see resurrection than perhaps death and dying in the world. These are the images and stories we hear in the news and the media. These stories we struggle with to see where God is acting in the world. The diagnosis that comes to a loved one that is full of heartache and pain, the lost job, the broken relationship, the financial hardship that seems to get the most space in our hearts and in our heads. And that might be the most difficult part of Easter, the part that we really struggle with, is that resurrection is a continuing action rather than something that is one and done. Resurrection actually happens again and again and again. But I offer an invitation to you all today, an invitation to actively look for and recognize resurrection in the world around us. It is often in the small moments. Something as simple as the California poppies returning to the open space every spring. Or something as magnificent as a new baby being born. It can be something as everyday as a text or an email from a friend that you have not heard from for a while. or something as wonderfully surprising as a new job or opportunity you were not expecting. These are the moments of resurrection that we often don't recognize. The moments that God is acting and moving in the world through our lives. The ways that God is making all things new again and creating birth where death was expected. The ways that God is with us all our days. Too often it feels easiest to be angry or negative or pessimistic or apathetic. That is the direction where the slope is the smoothest and the easiest to go to. But as people of resurrection, we are being called to something else. We are being called into hope. We are being called to see the new birth and the possibilities. It is the reason that we are here today. We are being called to testify to the world that there is more than what the news reels show us. There is new life given by God. And with our actions and words, we can share this resurrection with the world. And as I think about the pounding on the door last night at the vigil, I watched it with tears in my eyes. And then there is the turn into the open doors of the church. Lights ablaze and the organ playing. Jesus Christ is risen today. It is all there, all of it at the same time. The tears and the joy of resurrection. On this Easter morning, I pray that all of you may find new moments of resurrection in your life, that you may see new things being born and may feel God's eternal hand in the world. Not taking away the sadness and grief that is part of our human experience, but rather showing us that there is more, so much more that God makes possible. Happy Easter to all of you. Jesus Christ is risen today. Amen.